My soon-to-be peppery asshole. Dear listener, Chapo's Fuckboy Central.
Fuckboy Central. Rex Banter's first album is going to be called Fuckboy Central.
You know, why not?
Put that shit out on Bandcamp. How many downloads did we get this week? Well, zero, but I'm listing the album's price at $99,000 was the first mistake.
And you're going to be thoroughly disappointed when you actually hear it. Because we don't know how to make music. I've got several instruments here in the house. I could send you some recordings.
No one wants to hear you jerk. No one wants to hear that.
I was talking about the cello.
Yeah, no one wants to hear what you call your dick either. We don't need to know.
I'm gonna go play with my cello.
Dear listeners, ghouls come out at night.
That sounds a little racist.
What, ghouls come out at night? That's racist.
Yeah, some ghouls come out during the day.
We're not gonna get canceled by ghouls.
Fine, but they still have feelings.
Yeah, but they don't listen to the show anymore, so fuck them.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Fuck them.
Dear listener, fuck the ghouls. No, fuck the ghouls in a graveyard while listening to whatever we're going to talk about tonight. Yeah, so no, welcome, dear listeners, friends of Trapo. Welcome to the show that talks about stuff on purpose. You know it, you love it. You don't know it, and you don't love it. It's Trapo, and I'm Dustin.
I'm Kai.
Tonight, it's another episode of that fascinating format that you people just ignore. I mean, you don't just listen to this shit.
Just like everything else.
Well, no, not like everything else. They don't listen to the New Music Showcase. Well, they do. People listen to it. They just don't vote. The problem is they don't vote. Someone listens to it and then they don't click any links. They don't come to the blog. They just ignore all that shit. But they don't listen to KGRP, but they listen to the New Music Showcase. We just don't get enough engagement, which is why we keep doing it, because we got to keep banging our heads against the wall until maybe it'll hit one time. You're like, wait, this is the one that really broke through. This is how the floodgates open and Trapo becomes a household name.
Yeah.
And then I'll die of dysentery.
And then you died of dysentery on the Oregon Trail.
Well, I'm going to die of dysentery, like, on the toilet. I ain't going to Oregon. I'm just going to die in the toilet. I'm going to die shitting on the toilet. I'm going to die like Elvis, basically. I'm just as much of a household name. Who? The pedophile clown? No, the co-host of Trapo. He died. Elvis was the co-host of Trapo? No! I didn't know Elvis was tech savvy. Well, the dead are not tech savvy. No, what the fuck? Never mind. Never mind all that noise. Anyway, tonight on the New Music Showcase, we're back and we're going to talk about the cross-section of psychedelic rock and doom metal, I believe, is where you'll find tonight's chosen work. It's an album. It's full length. And it's from a band called Orbiter, the debut album Hollow World.
By the roots, captured by a
been around in one form or another since 2014. They're from Finland. You know that? They're Finnish. They're a four-piece band. Carolyn Koss on vocals, Alexander Meany on guitar, Thomas Talka on bass, and Sami Helnio on drums. Now, these are Finnish names. They have accents and shit above certain letters, so I'm very likely mispronouncing the hell out of these names. So I apologize in advance. I am not a fluent Finnish speaker. They are a four-piece outfit from Helsinki. Carolyn Koss actually joined the band in 2019. Before that, I don't believe they had a vocalist. And they didn't record any music until after she joined the band.
They were a garage band before she joined, is what it sounded like. Maybe they played some shows locally.
They took their time honing their sound, released an EP that I did not listen to. No. But 2023. Yeah, I'm going to listen to it. Their debut album, Hollow World, was released in September of 2023. They're a fascinating little group. I don't know anything about them. I tried to look them up. They're on Instagram. That's about it. I did not do any real research. I thought about doing some research, some hairy research, but I didn't. I did a little Google and said, oh, they're from Finland. They got names. 2023, baby. And this is one of those times you just take a like you say, you just take a chance sometimes when you're scrolling around and you say, hey, wait, that looks kind of interesting. And you give it a shot. Hey, I think I'll keep listening. And it gets you hooked.
The cover art definitely looks like the cover art to like a fantasy novel. A robe, maybe even blindfolded kind of looking person with their hand out and holding like a glowing orb and a raven on their shoulder and the giant moon planet setting behind them. Looks like they're walking through the desert. Okay, I'm interested.
It draws your attention and kind of makes you want to see what's under the hood. I mean, it reminded me of Windhand. You probably haven't listened to any Windhand. We did a new music showcase on Dorothea Cottrell's Death Folk Country. She's the vocalist for Windhand.
Maybe I did, actually, because it sounds familiar, and I seem to remember liking it.
I found some comparisons to Windhand. Not in the vocals. I don't think Carolyn Koss sounds like Dorothea Cottrell. I thought she kind of sounded like... Have you ever heard of Black Moth?
Yes.
Because Harriet Bevan is the vocalist in Black Moth. I think Carolyn Koss kind of sounds like her. And this is going to sound really weird. The effect of her voice, it kind of reminds me of Karen O. Like if Karen O ever did a doom metal album, this might be it. There's something about the quality of her voice that reminds me of like, it's a cross from Harriet Bevan and Karen O. I like the music, basically. I just like the music. I didn't think too deeply about it the first time I listened to it. I'm listening to it, and Silence Breaks is the first track, and it kind of just sounds like you're wandering through a desolate desert. That's it.
Yeah, it's definitely a little meander.
But it's an alien desert, I guess.
Yeah.
It's some kind of fantasy world, but it's not a fun fantasy because it just sounds like you're going to die in the desert. But hey, at least you look up in the sky and there might be two moons or three suns or whatever. Who knows? But you're still gonna die in the desert because deserts are all the same.
A curse at dusk forsaking the light. The gates are.
I mean, obviously, doom is the word of the day here.
It's a little stoner, a little doom, somewhere in between a lot of slow, grungy fucking riffs.
It doesn't settle one way or another on sci-fi or fantasy. Mm-hmm. It's just, you get elements of both just kind of woven throughout.
Yeah, there's definitely like a sci-fi fantasy story vibe going on throughout most of the songs.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a concept album. I don't think there's...
It's not a total story, but it almost feels like bits of a story.
I think each track is kind of its own story, really. Then maybe they're linked by themes. I read nothing about this being a concept album. Prophecy and apocalypse and decay and rebirth. All these tracks kind of do their own thing. I think they all do their own thing extraordinarily well. I was actually very surprised at how engaged I was listening to the music. Right from the beginning, with Silence Breaks, you get this great kind of rumbling bass. There's a cruelty to it almost, which I think is really cool. But it's otherworldly, and that's the thing I like about the music overall, is that it all sounds alien. That's really cool. It takes chances. It's not just thrumming doom. Under Your Spell is basically a duet with an acoustic guitar. Carolyn Koss's voice. That's basically all it is. It's about as stripped down as you can get.
Wasn't just a bunch of stoner grunge metal. It's definitely cool. It's a bunch of different things.
Well, the cool thing is that maybe you don't like track one, keep listening, because track two might change your mind. The thing I like about Under Your Spell, it's kind of like a barbarian Doctor Who. I don't know how else to describe it, but even it's in the lyrics. Guide me through the gates of dawn, lead me away to another realm under your spell.
It's got an interesting vibe.
It reminds me of like a song that might have been sung from the perspective of one of the Doctor's companions. Their companions always kind of fall under their spell, and half the time they get burned because of that. Not because because the doctor's a bad person, just because it's dangerous to travel with the doctor. I'm not saying the band wrote Under Your Spell because they're real big fans of Doctor Who. They probably never watched an episode in their lives. That's perfectly fine. I'm just saying my weird nerd perspective, I'm listening to this, like, is this barbarian Doctor Who? But I think it's cool because of that. I apologize profusely, but it's barbarian Doctor Who all the way.
I think my favorite track was Hollow World. Sounds some like Elric and Stormbringer shit.
I like Beneath. Yes, there's darkness and you're descending and you're drowning. But I also appreciate that if you go through the entirety of the song, by the time you get to the end of it, it actually juxtaposes the lyrics at the beginning. Descend into the unknown, evading the storms, bruising my bones. And then when you get to the end, and eyes open wide, embracing the stones, healing my bones. We're getting through the bad times. Something you usually don't get in songs like these. No, this time, I'm not drowning anymore. There is light in the darkness, Kai. Not if you listen to the last track on the album. There is no light in that darkness. The reason why I love Last Call, and, you know, Last Call, it opens up that phrase. Closing tired eyes. Hearing hopeless cries. Calling for the gods that Jesus Christ. You want to talk about bleak? This is where we thought we'd live and die, raise our children, build our future, and shine. Oh, man. Not anymore. It's the absolute end of the fucking world, Kai.
It was bleak, but also not hopeless.
Right.
Which is kind of a weird juxtaposition, because usually bleak means there's no point. This seems like it's bleak, but maybe there is an end to the desert. You might be able to walk across it. Maybe it's a mirage, but maybe you can make it. But you're also still walking across the fucking desert, so you're probably gonna die.
And you might get devoured by monsters from hell on your way.
Yeah, there may be demons. Who the fuck knows?
I appreciate the album isn't drowning in nihilism. It's kind of a breath of fresh air. I wasn't expecting that. But I was pleased by the time we got to the end. I'm like, only peace can grow. Okay. You're not just saying, no, we can change our ways if we try. It's not hopeless. It's just almost hopeless. Yeah, but I like this music a lot. I'm a big fan. I was surprised. Whatever they do next, I'll listen to that too. You say that for a band that...
What do you mean, what's next? We just put our first album out like a week ago. What do you want?
Well, more albums.
Can you get back in the studio?
Damn, man, we just got out of the studio.
We gotta make some money first. Hold on.
But I guess you want it, random guy in Kansas. So yeah, we'll get back into the studio Toot Sweet and cut an album by Christmas.
Anyway, we talked about World on Fuck... No, Hollow World by Orbiter. Once again, Orbiter, the name of the band. That's sci-fi. That's not fantasy.
Apparently, there's about 10 other bands also named Orbiter. So if you're searching for this, make sure you find the band from Finland.
Oh, God. Is there another Finnish band called Orbiter? Or they fucked
No,
up?
There's only one Finnish band that I saw. But there were several bands from other places.
Let me just talk about Orbiter.
Now the ball is in your court, dear listener. That's right. You need to go to traposhow.blogspot.com and vote. Let us know what you think about this album. Does it belong in Trapo Essential Canon?
And the canon from Trapo that is essential?
From the question of Trapo Essential Canon.
Yeah, you have to go to the post. New Music Showcase, Hollow World by Orbiter. Look in the show notes, click the link, vote in the poll. Please, for the love of God, vote in the poll.
Please vote. We need at least some odd number of you. Not an even number. We need an odd number.
Not one, because one is just sad. So three. There are going to be two options in that poll. One is yes means I want it in the canon. The other is I'm a fucking moron who doesn't want it in the canon because I don't understand what music is and I should go die in a fucking fire.
It's going to say go fuck yourself.
That's going to say die in a fire, you stupid shit. You fucking asshole. I hope you fucking burn in hell. I hope your parents burn in hell. I hope your fucking grandparents burn in hell. Your fucking dog is licking Lucifer's peppery butthole.
Sniffing Satan's peppery butthole.
Do you want Hollow World by Orbiter in Le Canon Essentiel de Trapple? I was trying to do a French thing. I think I fucked it up. Oh, do you want it in the canon? Vote. It's in the show notes. And while you're in the blog, scroll down a little further. I want you to leave a comment. Tell us what you think in detail about Hollow World. Tell us how stupid I am for using the phrase barbarian Doctor Who. And spoiler alert, pretty stupid. Or tell us whatever the fuck you want, basically. I don't even care anymore. It doesn't have to be on topic. Just leave a name when you comment. I'm sick of this anonymous shit. It takes 3 seconds to type on your keyboard or on your phone. There's no excuse. Just type random letters. I don't give a shit. Do we have an email address, Kai? Is it trapotoilets@gmail.com?
It is, if you want to use that. Or you could just go to traposhow@gmail.com.
No one sent us an email at trapotoilets@gmail.com yet. They haven't done it. Oh, by the way, here's some exciting news. We're on blue sky, baby. We're there. We made it. Crossed the barrier. We're sailing through the blue sky. You don't know what that is, do you? It's a new social media app tearing up the charts. The kids love it. It's like Twitter, but good. If you want to follow us, follow Trapo at Blue Sky. The hip new app. Cool kids are on Blue Sky. The cool kids and me. Now you know that Blue Sky sucks because I'm on
they let Trapo in?
Yeah, they let Trapo in. Shit. So it's over now. But you can send us an email at trapotoilets@gmail.com. Send us a picture of a toilet.
Let us know what you like to do on the toilet.
Look, the second I get an email that's a picture of a toilet at trapotoilets@gmail.com, I will never mention this fucking email address again. I will die happy, or at least content, knowing that some delusional soul sent me a picture of a fucking toilet. If that's the dream, that's a pretty sad fucking dream. It's my dream. It's trapotoilets@gmail.com. Tell us what you think about Hollow Earth from Orbiter while you're on the toilet, and then take a picture of that toilet.
Yeah, I never thought you would make a literal toilet email, but you fucking did. Even I won't send you an email, so.
And you shouldn't. You should never use that email. Like, that's great. Send us an email. Leave us a comment. Vote, please, for the love of God, vote. In the show notes, you can also find links to Orbiter's Bandcamp page. So there's no excuse not to listen to music. And tell us all about what you think, because we'd love to hear from you. We're also on Instagram. No one leaves comments on Instagram anymore because the algorithm fucked us in the ass. That's it. I'm not bitter. We're not bitter.
Not about that.
And you can go fuck yourself after you get off the fucking internet. I apologize sincerely and profusely for the toilet stuff. Gotta do better than that.
You really caught me off guard that night when you told me that. I was like, wait, you did what? You're like, no, it's real.
You just, on your own fucking volition, decided to secure the email address dickblood69.
Yeah.
For the first, 4 or 5 months of Trapo's life, that was our official email address, and one person sent us an email.
Was that Mac?
It was Mac.
He stuck around. Someone did say we should pull the plug.
They do that all the time.
They do. We don't do this shit for them anyway.
I don't know who the fuck I do it for anymore. Is it me?
If it's not us, then I have no answers.
Jesus Christ, I do it for Bimmy.
Yeah.
That's something.
Take it.
Well, fuck yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you'll take it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right up your peppery butt.
Right in your peppery butt.
We gotta just never say that. Those two words again. You can say peppery if you want, or butthole. We can't put them together again. We gotta keep them separated, Kai.
You gotta separate the pepper from the butthole.
No fresh ground black pepper on the butthole. You gotta season the meat.